Good morning. My ears are plugged up. It's 10:40 a.m. Saturday. No, it's not Saturday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's not Saturday. It's Friday. It feels like Saturday, but it's Friday. Friday, February the 10th, 2017. I was hearing voices and I couldn't figure out where they were coming from. I'm looking around going, what the hell? So yeah, a couple of ladies. I'm gonna slow down. I'm gonna talk for a little bit. Let them get out of the way. I kept hearing these voices. I couldn't figure out where they were coming from. I was looking at my machine, my phone, to see if it was, actually playing or had shut off my recording. I went out to see if anybody was standing in the porch. I was going by a house. There wasn't anybody there. I turned around and looked, and they're like 10 feet behind me. So anyhow, Friday. Feels like a Saturday. I have to go to the grocery store today. Cats really like the crunchy food that we got them the last time. We've been buying Newman's Own, but the store stopped stocking it. I don't know if it's because Newman stopped making it or what, but back to plain old original formula meow mix, and they just scarfed that down. They went through a 3-pound bag in like a week. So I gotta go back and get some more. I'm trying to avoid talking about politics today. I'm trying to avoid talking about things that are taking up way too much of my brain space. I have spent too much time in the public timeline on Facebook because it's just, there's so much stupid there. There's so much that doesn't actually logically flow. It's difficult for me to read and let it go when there is something wrong on the internet. I did write yesterday. Let's just leave the Facebook on Facebook if I can. It's insidious, and I'm prone to unfortunate attempts at rational discourse, which seem to have pretty much zero uptake. What I really should do is step back from Facebook for a couple of years. Or at least only go to the closed communities where we have a common interest. The bad part of that is that then I miss hearing, because I have a hard time understanding stupid. It's one of the reasons I have trouble with villains. And it's one of the reasons I have trouble with evil characters, because I don't understand stupid. And pretty much everybody who's a villain is stupid. Or at least, and some aspects of their existence are stupid. It's why I have trouble writing them. Burnside is stupid. Burnside is. Leon Rossett was not stupid, but he was also not evil. He was incompetent. Subtle distinction, because it allowed Burnside to be stupidly evil, to put his own wants and needs ahead of everyone else, because he had the power and it was his power to exercise, and he was going to exercise it because he could and because he wanted to, not because it served any particular end other than personal aggrandizement. I'm talking about Burnside here, just so we're careful. I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm talking about Burnside. So I have trouble with villains. I don't have any trouble with antagonists. Antagonists make a certain amount of sense. But I have trouble with villains. I have trouble with evil. I have trouble with criminals, because by and large, it's stupid. Now, I have to also recognize that there are people who, for whom it isn't stupidity, it's pathology. That sociopaths, psychopaths, certain people with various mental illnesses that rob them of empathy, I can't really help it. They don't. It's like trying to blame somebody who's colorblind for running, for failing to notice that I'm wearing a blue suit. People who are colorblind shouldn't run red lights, because there are two clues that the light was red. One is the color, the other is the position. And anybody who gets a driver's license and is colorblind, I suspect, probably learns that relatively soon. Just saying. That's why traffic lights don't just change color, they change position. I suspect it has to do with the fact that it was not commonly easy to change a traffic light's colors. Early traffic signals actually did change by holding out paddles, if I understand it correctly. A lot like railway signals back in the day. So, you know, I have to be a little bit less than self-righteous when it comes to evil and bad people and a lack of empathy being stupid. Because there are people who lack empathy, and it's really that lack of empathy, it's really that willingness to put self above all. That is sort of characterizes villains. Doesn't necessarily characterize antagonists. It's one of the interesting things I think it was Libby Hawker's book, Take Off Your Pants, where she was talking about antagonists, and she made the observation that protagonist, the hero of the story, and antagonist, the person who is against the hero, actually want the same thing. They just each want it for themselves. They don't want the other to get it. In the case of the antagonist, they specifically don't want the hero to get it. And whether or not they actually want it for themselves is sometimes open for interpretation, but they specifically don't want the antagonist to have it. Where the protagonist wants something for his own, generally for his own purpose, for his own ends. Not just to prevent someone else from having it. That doesn't mean that an antagonist won't have that same motivation. Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy dog. So it's not like they want opposite things. They want the same thing. And the challenge is to get it before the other guy. It's also where I heard of this, not for the first time, but I heard it explained very well, was this notion of surface goal and actual goal. So every character in every book wants something. What do they want? What do they think they want versus what is it that they actually need? What is it that they want that they think A is going to give them, but actually B is what addresses the need? And shifting their perspective from wanting A to understanding that B is what they need is often the point of conflict. I know it's certainly the point of conflict in all of my books. Tanith wanted to find Gertie Pinecrest for her knowledge. It's not exactly what she needed. She set out to learn about the herbology and wound up having to find out about her magic. Ishmael just wants to survive, but he discovers that survival is I'm not going to say overrated, but survival is too simple. Survival is survival. And that what he really wants is a life. And that was the cruelty of ownership. Not that she died, but that, because people die all the time. I wasn't cruel, I was just unfortunate. But it showed Ishmael what he was lacking. Showed Ishmael what he was lacking by giving it to him for a brief period of time and then taking it away. But now he has to find it. Now he's got a new mission. Now he's got a new role. Now he's in theory, he's seeking Patterson, red herring. In theory, the reality is he's not, because it's not in his makeup to. He would really like to have justice, but the problem is that justice is a complicated construct. It's a difficult thing to determine what is justice. For him to seek justice for Greta. What's a justice for an accident? How do you make an accident right? It should be coming up probably in the fourth book, third book. Freudian slip there. Sipping around the neighborhood in a golf cart. I don't know if he's a member of the high school staff, or sort of looks like one of the high school security trucks. So it's interesting. It's a challenge for me to deal with villains, because stupid makes no sense to me. And to me, evil as a concept is stupid. People who engage in activities that one might characterize as evil. I don't know. Tough questions. Interesting questions, I think. The difference between stupid and evil. It's one of the tenets that always amused me about the Friends of Satan, or the Church of Satan, however you want to refer to it. The first tenet is don't be stupid. Or one of the first, I don't know if it's the first one or not, but it always struck me as amusing. Paul Allard Cooley is calling on Facebook for explaining why vouchers for religious schools are dangerous, because it won't take very long before somebody starts a school of Satan. And the government is going to have to accept that their vouchers are valid there. On a less humorous and probably more reliable, we will see people up in arms because of the Muslim madrasas that will form. Because there's no reason for a kid of Muslim heritage to go to a Christian school and to go to school with people who understand so little. And that's the danger. That's the danger. It's like Catholics will go to Catholic schools, Jews will go to Jewish schools, Baptists will go to Baptist schools, Muslims will go to madrasas, they'll go to Muslim schools. And where does the common understanding that regardless of who or what they worship, we're all people. That's what breaks down. That's what gives me heartburn. What is this? Oh my God, is this a phone book? It is, I'll be goddamned. A phone book. Recycle bin. Okay, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.